What is Bill Cowher doing? What message is he sending when he's making guys that had two concussions throw 50 passes in a game?
You know, I think that's the big problem. You know, Chris pointed out, yeah, he threw for a lot of yards, but like you said, he threw, you know, over 50 passes. And, you know, the thing that made Roethlisberger effective over the last couple of years was because the Steelers would get the lead in games. He didn't pass the ball more than 20, 25 times in a game. And let's be honest, I mean, he wasn't very good in the Super Bowl. I think he was 9 for 21, but the point is that they've gone away from their formula of success, of what the Steelers have always been, and part of it is the defense isn't as good, and so they're falling behind in games. When they fall behind, you have to throw more, and now all of a sudden you have some issues, and that's what's happening there. And yeah, it's a tough message because Charlie Batch has played pretty well when he's, you know, he's played, but it's like, man, I'm sure as a coach you say, oh, how do you bench a Super Bowl quarterback? So that's the conundrum that they find themselves in. And you know, it's interesting.
You're not benching him, you're making sure that his brain is actually not permanently affected when you have a career as bright as his. Maybe it's come a little easily, as Chris Mortensen would say, but the reality is this is a jewel. This is a guy you want to protect, make sure that he's better, and Charlie Batch has done everything to show he can do a decent job.
Absolutely. I guess, you know, you think of it, well, you know, what does it do to him if you bench him? I don't know. But, you know, he's had so many physical issues this year that you just figure, how can he be right? And that's, you know, I think sometimes we expect these athletes, okay, so they were injured, now they're healthy, they're going to be fine. But it has to affect you. It's like, you know, it's Carson. I thought it was very interesting this week, Nick, you know, Carson Palmer talking about what it was like to rehab, you know, where last year he was on a roll, you're in a rhythm, everything, you know, you've played football for the number of years, you've never been injured, you're doing the same thing, then all of a sudden you get injured, and now you're in bed for 3 weeks, now you're rehabbing, now you're doing this, now you're doing that, and it's almost like relearning a lot of things. And while he's been pretty good this year, he hasn't been as good, and he's developed some mechanical issues with his left foot, and it's a affecting him on long passes. So those are the little things that can make differences in games and can often be the difference between winning and losing.